It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And Yukio, he's just announced he's got a brand new single and video to go with it for Make It Better, featuring Bazillionaire and Brewer, as well as his self-titled debut LP, Yukio LP. It's coming out November 13th. We're going to chat to him right now. Yukio, thanks for having a chat in Ausmade, mate.
Having me again.
Last time we were chatting, we were in a bit of a process of getting everything done. You were doing heaps of Australian features on your work at the moment. Got a date for it now, 13th of November. How's everything been going since?
Yeah, I mean, not too bad, except for catching the old flu in the last few days. But
no,
everything in the music world seems to be doing pretty well.
Once you have a bit of a cold, people start to look at you a little bit differently at the moment. But, hay fever, season changes, everything's going on in the world.
Yeah, luckily I got my free mask from the Apple store as well, if anyone gives any looks that are too strange.
Nice. And everything is a little bit strange at the moment, but we're still kicking in with brand new stuff. So we were chatting about Good Enough last time with Maribel. We've got brand new stuff out now, mate. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with Make It Better featuring Bajillionaire and Brewer.
Charlie, who's Bajillionaire, we've always gone along very well.
So yeah. A
track has always been at the back of our minds, and finally it came about and see him write. He's always been super close with Brewer. Just kind of felt right to get her on as well. I always wanted to make like one of those girl boy duety, really cliche kind of songs.
Yeah.
But wanted to try to do it in a cool way. So that was the attempt here, and it all kind of worked out.
We think it's worked out too, and it's been working out all right with all the other features that you've put onto the LP.
They're locked into their contracts now, whatever. they can't bail anymore. So, that's a nice relief. Not that I thought any of them were going to.
No. No, I don't think anyone would want to bail either, mate, because your success is just on full forward traction at the moment. Like, we're looking at accumulating 30 million when it comes to the streamers. Things are just going great guns, mate.
Yeah, they're going a bit nuts at the moment. I've pretty much turned into my own ad agency because I've just been going around the clock working on videos, and like this music video I just did was all kind of made by myself at the last minute with $12 spotlight, green screens and all that kind of thing. So it's been good fun.
Had you dabbled in that before?
Had a bit.
Yeah.
I've done like a few videos for stuff in the past, mainly of like alternate version of stuff. So
yeah.
I did a couple of videos in the past where it was like a strip version or something where I took over the video. This time we had this single that didn't have a video lined up, and I thought I'd give it a crack. Back like way before the music, I actually used to run social media and stuff for little companies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I used to do a lot of video stuff back in the day. It was nice to kind of get to flex that muscle again. Yes.
And have you been able to do anything else over this time that you wouldn't normally have been able to do?
I mean, I've been getting back into like reading and stuff, which has been nice.
Sure.
Honestly, I haven't picked up a book since like year 12. Discovering music, which is something I've not been very good at
as well.
I've kind of like stuck to my own bubble of very like small like electronic music in my kind of lane and listen to that. But I've really been expanding out a bit and listening to all kinds of crazy stuff. I've been getting a lot into classical music.
Sure.
Which is, I don't know, an early sign of me growing up, I guess, or something. I've been really enjoying it lately.
I like it how they've said rock music is for the devil, but everything that you watch on TV, if someone's killing someone or cutting someone up like in Hannibal, he's listening to the classical music, so... So we've got the November 13th date for the LP to come out. What else are we looking forward to through 2020 or are you working on?
Kind of in the last month, I've really kind of gotten back into writing. I took a bit of a break and I've been writing for other people and helping out friends and all that, but I'm back into making the Yukio demos, and I'm kind of already piecing together album too.
Yeah, cool.
We'll probably get cut down to a little EP or something. Plenty more to get us through the end of the year.
Well, to get us through till November 13th, we're going to play your brand new one right now, mate, with Make It Better, featuring a Bajillionaire and Brewer, Yukio. Always great to chat to you here on Ausmade.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Hey, this is Yukio, and you're listening to Make It Better with me, featuring Bajillionaire and Brewer on Ausmade.